one word that was in the gospel, or not the gospel, the epistle lesson I just read, Paul was talking about how we can speak to God, and he says Father, but he also used a word before it. Did you hear what it was? It was Abba, Abba Father. And Abba is like a nickname for father. So if you were going to reference your father, but father sounds formal, doesn't it? Oh, father. What would you normally say?
Dad.
Exactly. You know what Abba means?
Dad.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of nice that God has said to us that we can speak to him and call him our father. But he says you can even be more personable than that. You don't have to call me father. You can even say dad. That's nice. That's God's relationship to us. So let's imagine if you wanted some ice cream after dinner, does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask Dad for ice cream. Let's try it this way. Most gracious and loving Father, I beseech thee of thy tender mercy to grant unto me, thy humble servant, but a dab of ice cream. Can I have the ice cream? Is that the way you would ask?
No,
not really, right? And that's the way somehow, if we were to ask, so if you wanted ice cream from Dad, how would you say it?
Dad,
could I have some ice cream? And he's going to say?
Probably no.
Probably no, okay. But he says yes sometimes, right?
Well, with my dad, most of the time he says yes,
sir. Most of the time he says yes, and then he has some for himself. Is that what I'm going to guess?
Maybe.
Maybe so. Okay, let's not go further down that road at all. But let's just assume that when we talk to Dad, we don't have to use all that fancy language, right? Do you think it would be more effective if you asked with that fancy language?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. So what's funny is when we talk to God, did you know that we think that we're supposed to do that? We think to God we should say, I beseech thee of thy tender mercies. Does God speak only in the King James English? Not necessarily. Some of us grew up with the King James English. Some of us, right, are old enough to remember it. But God says, call me Dad, right? Call me Dad. Come to me with your request. And then if we ask a request, maybe it's yes, maybe it's no. Sometimes it's wait, right? That God can answer prayers in those different ways. But imagine that our God of grace and mercy has said to us, I love you, you're my child. And call me Father if you want, but also even call me Dad. That's our Lord, right? Okay, thanks for coming up, Olivia.